Welcome back for another edition of A Few Minutes With, and we're joined by Dre Bly this week, who forms that tandem with Champ Bailey there in the secondary. And Dre, thanks a lot for coming on. I know we got a lot of fans from questions over the week, so we'll just go ahead and dive right into them. Dre, the first question comes from Rochelle in Las Vegas, and says, what are your goals this season, and how do you plan on accomplishing those goals?
Well, my goals, you know, last year, you know, I was expecting to come here, help lead this team with Champ and the rest of the veterans we have to lead this team to the playoffs. And last year we kind of, you know, fell short of our goals. But, you know, coming in this year, having the offseason that we did, having the camp that we did, the expectations were very high. And we felt real good about this season, coming up season. So goal is to get to the playoffs and to, you know, just lead this team in my playmaking ability and just, you know, have fun and hopefully enter a February berth for us, you know, in the playoffs.
All right, Dre, now you've gone up against your fair share of good receivers in the league, and Wolf from San Jose asks, who is the hardest receiver you've had to man up with the NFL and why?
Well, I have to say, you know, I'm not going to say just one particular one. You know, playing against T.O. a lot when I was with the Rams and having a chance to go against Torrey Holt, you know, guys like them, and Marvin Harrison. You know, I think the elite guys, Chad Johnson, I think the elite receivers in this league. I'm not just going to pinpoint one, but, you know, I feel like there's a lot of great receivers, and the four top to me is Terrell, Torrey, Chad Johnson, Marvin Harrison.
All right, this one comes from all the way from Shanghai, China. And Benjamin asks, how hard is it having to get, guard Brandon Marshall in practice, and what kind of potential do you think he has?
He has potential to be the best in this league. You know, we're talking about Terrell Owens. He's the closest thing to me to Terrell, you know, with better hands. You know, Terrell is a beast, you know, after he makes the catch, you know, with getting yards, after he makes, you know, catches the ball. And that's what Brandon does. You know, he has great speed. He has the will, the determination to be the best, and a lot of upside, man. You know, my job every day, you know, is to come out here, help this guy get better, and hopefully, you know, what he's done in the first, you know, couple of weeks, he can continue to do, and to great things for him at the end of the year.
All right, Luke from Kearney, Nebraska asks, do you have any pregame rituals?
You know, I like to listen to music, but for the most part, you know, ever since I've been in the league, ever since I've been in college, you know, I go around and give everybody a pound. That's one thing I have to do before every game. Say a prayer, but other than that, man, really no significant pregame ritual other than, you know, just giving guys a pound, and that's about it.
All right, two more questions for you, Dre. This one comes from Jason, Salt Lake City. He says, what sports are you a fan of growing up, and what teams, and was there any athletes that you would pay money to see play sports?
Well, I grew up a big Deion Sanders fan. I mean, just, you know, growing up being a baseball, football player, he was the ultimate player, you know, for a guy like me to idolize, and you know, I would have paid money. Actually, I played against Prime, but when he was in his prime, you know, he was with Dallas, and you know, I would have paid money to see him. But other than that, Michael Jordan, he's a big fan of mine. You know, I'm a big fan of his, and you know, would love to see him play. He's the only player that I haven't seen play that I really looked up to that I would love to see. I grew up a New York Mets fan. That's my number one sports team. A diehard Mets fan to this day. I go home every night, watch the games, and that's my number one sports team.
Just a side question. I mean, having the Carolina connection, obviously, have you had a chance to meet Michael Jordan and sit down with him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm one of his football players that he sponsored. I wear his cleats. One of the five guys in the NFL to wear his cleats. It's me, Jason Taylor, Marvin Harrison, Terrell Owens, and Amon Green. And, you know, by being a part of his team, I get a chance to get invited to his events, go to his golf tournament in the Bahamas, and, you know, different other events that they have during the All-Star game, I get invited. But, yeah, I actually had a chance to meet Mike, you know, actually sat down with him, had dinner, you know, interact with him. So, definitely, I can say he's a friend of mine.
All right, Dre, last question. This comes from Marquell in California, and he says, I'm 15 years old, and I play cornerback. What advice would you give me? I hope to make it in the NFL someday.
Well, I just say just continue to believe. You know, to play cornerback, to play in the NFL, you have to have a tremendous amount of confidence, and you have to believe in yourself. And as a kid, the one thing I always did, I competed, and I believed that I was the best. And I just carried it over to when I got to college and even when I got to the league. But just continue to work hard, listen to your coaches. You know, you can't be stubborn. You know, have to be able to be able to listen and to, you know, have good listening habits, because that's the only way you're going to be able to make it in this world.
All right, thanks a lot, Dre. And Dre and the Broncos will be looking to go 3-0 this week against New Orleans. Make sure you log on to DenverBroncos.com next week and submit your questions for another edition of A Few Minutes With. Thanks for watching.